You know, it's a big day. The President of the United States just wrapping up his trip in France. And a guy who's been following the whole thing is with us now. He's a special reports host and from the Fox News Channel, Brett Baer. Brett, thanks as always for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Good morning. I should point out, first of all, you know, the President of the United States loves Twitter, but so does Brett Baer. So if you're not just communicating with, we're communicating with him here, but you can communicate with him on Twitter. That guy's like tweeting all the time. So that's a plug for Brett's Twitter account.
At Brett Baer.
At Brett Baer. So tell us, what are your reactions to this trip to France for President Trump? A lot of predictions about it. Democrats expected, hey, nobody likes him in France. Why is he even going? But it seems like it was kind of a success in terms of just the tone.
Yeah, listen, for all the portrayal of how, you know, Europe hates President Trump, I think what we're finding out is that behind the scenes there are many relationships that are kind of budding. President Macron is clearly a fan or trying to get France and the U.S. on the same page, and they couldn't have been more glowing to and about each other and each other's countries in that press conference and in their meetings. I do think, you know, as the president goes overseas and establishes these relationships, he seems better positioned when he's there than taking the incoming here in Washington. And I think overall that this trip is going to go down as something that was very quick but very good.
During it, he, in his Trumpian way, kind of diverged a little bit from what we normally expect of President Trump by using talking about two things of importance. One is the Paris Agreement. He expressed, again, some openness to sort of returning to the table, whatever that looks like. And he also used the phrase comprehensive immigration on having a plan. He talked about that on Air Force One. What did you make of those two things, the fact that he kind of expressed openness, and he's often been portrayed as very rigid and opposed to both of them?
Yeah, I think that that is a Trump negotiating point. It is something that, you know, they never said that Paris was not going to happen again. They just wanted a better deal. And I think that that's definitely something that it seems they talked about, and somehow getting the U.S. back into the mix when it comes to that accord in some way, shape, or form, but a better deal for the U.S. And on immigration, listen, I've been in meetings with the president ahead of the State of the Union, and where he signaled the same thing. If any president could manage to tiptoe through the tulips of the danger of the politics of immigration, this one may be able to do it. It's just a heavy lift.
Trump, not often known as a tiptoer at all.
But I think that, you know, it's possible, and I think that you're starting to see some of the indications from, for example, Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly saying that DACA may not survive this court hearing, this trial that nine states are bringing against the federal government. That's a big deal. And if they don't defend it in court, you're going to have a major, major uproar over immigration very soon.
Brett, by the way, I just followed you on Twitter. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to talk about Russia because everyone's discussing Russia. We have Nancy Pelosi and some other senior Democrats today are going to be holding a news conference to introduce a series of resolutions of inquiries that are designed to get information from the executive branch. They're going to be in six House committees that they're going to introduce these. Do you think these are going to go anywhere? Is this just designed to slow President Trump down?
Probably the latter. I don't think they'll go many places. You know, obviously Republicans are in control currently, and the big challenge up there is to get anything moving. You know, we're watching in slow motion the healthcare situation up in the Senate side. I think they're going to have enough votes to get it to debate, but it's going to be close, and it's tough to see how they get 50 votes for the health care bill overall. So I think that it's a matter of figuring out how to get anything moving, even on a bipartisan basis.
On the health care bill, we already have two senators rolling out a vote, Republican senators, Susan Collins and Rand Paul. Do you have a sense of who the third senator might be, if anyone, who's going to wobble and put this thing, just kill this bill? Or does this thing have a chance right now?
I think it's tough to see the numbers adding up. I think there's a lot of undecideds out there, and and the third vote could come from a number of different places, either conservative or moderate. But Rand Paul and Susan Collins obviously definitively knows.
Well, we also have this alternative bill from Graham and Cassidy that they said, hey, we're not running in competition with the Senate bill, but if they can't get the number of votes, we have another bill, and it basically just block grants money. I'm being very simplistic, but block grants money back to the states to design their own health care bills and decentralizes it and sends it back to the states. Do you think they'll get any kind of consideration for this, or is it DOA?
No, I think that is... you know, that is something that interests a lot of folks. I think the governors are in the catbird seat about where, you know, they want to put their political pressure because, you know, that essentially that bill says that the governors would have a lot more control. Now, you could have 50 different healthcare systems. You know, how each state deals with it is completely different. And it's a solution that gets around the problem, but it might not bring down premiums that much.
Mm. Brett Baer, thanks for giving us a quick overview of what's going on in Washington this week, sir.
Okay, we'll see you.
We'll watch you on the Fox News channel, too. Thank you. Following you on Twitter.
Now you're just bragging.
I know, but he's a good tweet. I like following that guy. Him and President Trump. You should follow them.